I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
8:04 in the a.m., time to go to Ken McCusick, Film Study Baltimore. Good morning to you, Ken.
Hey, Rob, how's it going?
Doing well. I said a little bit earlier, just evaluating the offense, I just wish the Ravens would have done a little bit more offensively. I feel sometimes like they played a, you know, we got a lead, let's be safe. Meanwhile, I'm not seeing anything in James Prochet and Devin Duvernay, and those are the guys that I thought we would really see highlighted, especially now with the injuries. Your dog agrees with me.
I'm sorry about that. Yeah, Duvernay and Prochet, you know, have proven the old adage that you can't really fall in love with darlings during camp, and that's been a problem. And each of them has been under 4 yards per target on average. They're getting some targets, but none of them are any distance from the line of scrimmage. Contested catches have been a problem, and they just haven't shown up yet in this preseason. I know a lot of people will say it's Lamar Jackson. I don't think it's all Lamar Jackson.
What do you think about the play of some of the guys on defense, like Elliott and Hayes?
Well, lots of good standout players on defense. Daylon Hayes, I thought, had a great game.
So,
real excited by him. I'm real excited by the way Ferguson is playing through these first two games. So, you know, he's taken himself off the roster bubble entirely, as far as I'm concerned. But, you know, lots of guys, the safeties and corners are making it very difficult to make choices back there. I think there's some special teams players who are in more trouble than they would have been before. Anthony Levine and Richards are both in trouble probably to make the roster right now. And that's a function of the other safeties and corners playing so well.
Still don't have everyone out there, but what did you take away from the offensive line play, who was often criticized?
You know, it they took an enormous step forward in this game. I'm trying to get a position where this dog is not barking.
Hey, you know,
it happens.
You better split your check with him when he's done. When you're done.
we're talking offensive line. Yes, the three guys on the right side, Zeitler, Bozeman, and Villanueva played terrific while they were in. 18 snaps. They were great. Villanueva made combination blocks. He stood his guy up on the edge. Great pass blocking. Zeitler got excellent push. Real good pass blocking as well. Bozeman didn't do anything spectacular, but all the snaps were on target. And, you know, when there's no news from center on a block scoring sheet, that's usually a good thing. So, you know, a good game for all three of them, I thought. I'm not worried at all. The return of Zeitler, a very positive thing. And then Ben Powers had a terrific game, and he had a fairly extended trial, 34 snaps. As I scored, he was .93 by my system, which puts him squarely in the A range. His only charge really against him was it was his guy that elevated to get the deflection that went for the first interception. So that's a fairly draconian charge. A lot of people wouldn't charge him for that, since he was, you know, he maintained pretty good mirroring of the player, but I don't like players to allow their opponents to get their hands up. So anyway, great effort from him too, and that's very exciting. So I'm not at all worried about opening day at this point for the offensive line.
Ken, I want to go back to him with Ken McCusick, Film Study Baltimore. Go back to the first question when I asked about Prochet and Duvernay, and you know, I don't know whether it's them or scheme, and the reason I say that is because a lot of guys caught the football on Saturday. Only one guy averaged over 10 yards of reception. That's because he had a 25-yard reception. That's Tylan Wallace. I mean, 7 yards of reception, 5 yards of reception, 6.5, 9. I mean, when I see numbers like that, it's hard for me to just point the finger at two receivers, and it makes me question scheme.
Well, that's fair enough. I mean, I think, you know, yards per target are one measure where they didn't work out. But the other thing is that they're just not getting that many total chances or total yards for the number of snaps they're on the field. I mean, they got extensive trials in both games. Both those guys are up at 66 and 67 snaps between two games so far, and they've got, you know, 20 yards each or whatever it is. It's a low number in each case. That just won't do it. You know, there needs to be more. But the scheme that keeps showing up, and I'm agreeing with you on this point, is the Ravens run this very tired boot with Tyler Huntley. Everybody knows it. Everybody identifies it correctly. And we even have to have a shorthand for it on our score sheets because it just happens all the time. But it's zone block left, naked boot right, or zone block right, naked boot left. And in either case, the edge defender has to be fooled by the fact that Tyler Huntley is going in the opposite direction of the other linemen and whatnot who are zone blocking. When any edge defender is there, his first concern is Tyler Huntley. You'd actually be better off having Joe Flacco run the boot because people aren't expecting it to the same degree that they do with Tyler Huntley. So it's not fooling anybody. And what it means is that Tyler Huntley always has to go to that first level read, which is Josh Oliver over and over and over again in this game. So you're right in the sense that that scheme, at least, is really preventing a lot of these deep plays. And only a couple times were they able to get the throw down the field to Wallace.
What about the running back situation? I mean, it seems like we always talk about wide receiver because there's just so many and it's more exciting. But what about the running back, competition here?
I think it's pretty much over. I think Tyson Williams is clearly going to make the team. I think Hill is at this point, I don't think they can afford to keep him. The one thing going in Hill's favor is that he's an outstanding gunner, and the Ravens have lost L.J. Fort. So, you know, they've got so much talent on defense, and they have a lot of speed in the young guys. But you'd be asking, you know, the special teams coach to basically rebuild his entire kick coverage unit on the fly if you cut all of Richards, Levine, Hill, and, you know, Ford is now gone to injury. So that would be such a blow. I don't think they'll hit him with all of that, but I do think that all those players are in jeopardy right now. Levine is probably the guy who, from Ford's injury, is the most likely to stick. But Tyson Williams is a running back, to get back to your question. I don't think there's anything not to like about him. He did it all pretty well in this game. Wasn't a great pass blocker, but I liked everything else about what he did.
There he is, Kim McCusick. Tell us all about Film Study Baltimore.
Please come over. There's articles now and podcasts there about these games, going into much more detail than we did here.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Thanks, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.